The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Thank you for turning to 10, your news leader. 10 News Conference with Gene Vellesenti continues right now.
We do continue today with URI President Dr. Mark Pallange. The last time we had him on the show, he was just about to start his role as the new president, University of Rhode Island. So he's back now with a report card. All right, you've had some time under your belt. How do you feel about it? Was it the right decision to come to Rhode Island?
It was absolutely the right decision. It is, I tell everyone, it's the best job in the world to be URI president.
You know, I'll tell you, you said best job in the world. I don't know that I'd want your job or any university president's job. I told the same thing to Brown University President Paxson just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, with everything going on in social media and dissent and every constituency fighting over everything, how do you deal with it?
Well, first of all, we have great people. So our students are just fantastic. They're so much fun. Our faculty, our staff, you know, I see them all as really pushing the forefront of research and education every day. So it's really fun to be at the University of Rhode Island.
You know what I'm talking about. Cancel culture and no conservative speakers. And look what happened at Stanford. The law school invited the federal judge and they shouted him down. Now it's a big commotion. This is all on your plate, at any university president's plate.
Yeah, well, it's very important. We have our values and we stick to them. And of course, academic freedom is so important to the university. We are also a very welcoming environment. Yeah. And so we have students from around the world, more than 70 countries and all the states. So it's extremely important for us.
Do you really insist on a diversity of opinion? I know you told me that when I first had you on, that was going to be important. Open and free debate, the Socratic method. It's what college is all about. And yet, we see time and again, that's not what it comes to. Do you really insist upon that?
We do, and it's in various forms that we find it on campus, that students really do have the opportunity to interact and the faculty have the opportunity. And we also see it in our speakers and invited speakers. And so there is an incredible diversity and richness in the campus life, I would say.
All right, when I last had you on, we were talking about college rankings, U.S. News and World Report. By the way, you told me that those are significant. You believe in them, they're important. When you were here last, URI was ranked 170. You've dropped down to 182 on the best college list. What's happened?
Well, as I said before, and I'll say it again, rankings are important. Yep. They measure many of the things that we value, of course. And I think there's work to be done. And we have opportunities to strengthen our academic programs, and we're in the process of doing that.
By the way, I'm not suggesting this happened on your watch. There's a lot of history, a lot of water under the bridge to drop a ranking, but to go from 170 to 182, give me some specifics. Where do you think you fell short, and what do you want to fix?
So one of the areas that's extremely important, we are Rhode Island's university. Yep. We are the flagship research university. We play an incredibly important role in terms of the economy of the state of Rhode Island. We just had a fantastic URI at the State House, where we showed the impact across the state. And we want to build that. We want to grow. We want to attract companies that partner with us and other colleagues.
But to get back to 170, you want to go higher. What do you have to do? Where are we not hitting the mark, according to U.S. News and World Report? You're not saying they're wrong.
No, they're not. So certainly the research area is an extremely important area we are going to continue to grow and strengthen. We have lots of colleagues that are really building ties with industry. We're really pushing the blue economy. We see the state of Rhode Island really being a national leader in that area. And so we want to become very distinctive. We attract fantastic students who want to be in the ocean state and near the ocean. And so, of course, our marine sciences ocean engineering. And I should say that our pharmacy and nursing programs are by far the best in New England. So we're in good shape.
Well, you're known for marine biology. You're known for the pharmacy school. But those two aren't dragging down the ratings. What is? Is it the liberal arts? Is it the a caliber of student? The SAT scores coming in? What is it? Be specific.
Okay. Very specifically, if we look since 1980, it's quite clear that the support for higher education in the state has year on year been cut if we compare with any other state in the country. And the impact is felt economically in Rhode Island. We see that actually we're at, with Vermont and West Virginia, three of the states where there's actually a brain drain of students leaving the state. And so that is reflected in those rankings. And we want a vibrant, healthy economy where we have spin-offs coming from the university and people wanting to build their careers here. We attract fantastic students from out of state. They're the new Rhode Islanders. We want them to graduate and then build their lives and careers here in Rhode Island.
It may be that some kids from New York or New Jersey are coming here. They stay here, whereas the Rhode Islanders are leaving. It's like 95, north and south. Well, let me before we go to a break, you know, the politicians watch this show, the governor, the speaker, the senator. So are you telling them, hey, guys, you got to spend more money because it's reflective in my rankings over here. I need more money from the state. Is it as simple as that?
It's not about the rankings. It's about really the future of Rhode Island and an investment in the University of Rhode Island. It is a well-known and it's repeated around the world and certainly in the U.S. The states where there has been an investment in higher education actually see a net economic gain, a diversification, an attraction of graduates from other states coming here, and of course keeping our students here as well and attracting companies. And so that's an important part of where we're going to go. So really an investment in higher education, public higher education, URI, Rhode Island's University, is an investment in the future of Rhode Island.
Remind us, how many months have you been on the job?
So I'm coming up pretty soon on 2 years.
2 years, so 24 months. Yeah. All right, well, we're not gonna lay all the problems at your feet.
Okay.
Because it's a long history here. So, but we understand, but 2 years is enough to settle in.
That's right.
So you have your thoughts about the place and what can be fixed. Have you fixed something? Can you point to something that you fixed on your watch? It was this way when I came in and it's this way now.
Well, I think we can point to a number of areas. We've now developed our strategic plan. We've really gone through with the community at the university and more broadly. I think that we've certainly strengthened our ties. And look, I'm very grateful to the voters and the citizens of Rhode Island for supporting our Yes on One, the campaign to really build the Narragansett Bay campus as the hub for the blue economy for the state of Rhode Island. So the $100 million general obligation bond passed. We have certainly seen the increase in terms of the excellence of our students. And I'm very pleased that we've really made that commitment to talent development. So we invest $14 million a year. We've started the Narragansett Tribal Scholarship now. We have 15 students this semester that are on full scholarship, members of the federal tribe. So it's very important.
All right, you gave me a pin that I'm going to put on during the commercial break, which leads us nicely to that break. We'll be right back with Dr. Mark Palange from the University of Rhode Island. Continue.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hope you're having a good weekend. 10 News Conference continues with URI President Dr. Mark Palanz. Before we continue with some questions, just refresh our memory. You came to us from Australia, correct?
That's right. I was provost at Monash University, which is Australia's largest research university.
And you've had a very interesting life. I mean, a world traveler. You were born in, am I correct in remembering Connecticut?
No, I was born in Fox Point.
Fox Point, okay.
I'm a Providence boy.
Right, but did you spend time in Connecticut?
I grew up in New Haven in elementary school, that's right.
And then I remember you went to school there, but then all around the world you come to us from Australia. You come to URI with a tuition right now in-state, $16,000. If you want to stay there, live in the dorm and eat the meals, it's another $14,000. Rhode Island residents, $30,000, but you're going to tell me not every Rhode Island resident pays that amount, correct? You have plenty of aid to give out.
That's right. And we invest over $140 million this year in financial aid for our students. So we want all Rhode Islanders to be able to have full access to the University of Rhode Island, and we want to support them. And as an example, we support our talent development program.
Right.
This year, $14 million. Okay. So it's quite significant.
So that's a sticker price, $30,000 in-state, you're a Rhode Islander. Who is paying the $30,000? Is it someone whose father is making, $150,000 a year, combined income? Then over a certain point, you pay sticker price.
That's correct. The beauty about the University of Rhode Island, if you look at New England and at the flagship research universities there, we are, tuition and fees, we have been consistently the least expensive, so we're matching basically the University of Maine, or slightly less expensive than the University of Maine, in-state and out-of-state.
Is there room to raise tuition? If you're cheaper than some of the other, you're cheaper than some of the other guys. Should you jack it up a little bit if you need the money?
Some people suggest that. Okay. Of course, there's a number of things that are important here. First of all, it's so important that our citizens can go to the University of Rhode Island, have a world-class education, and so access is extremely important. And then, in turn, you have to think about your facilities. You have to think about your health facilities, your sports facilities. Mm-hmm. I will point out that for example, our running teams, which are the top in the Atlantic 10, we don't have a running track outdoors for some 30 years now. So you have to think about facilities too. If you're going to increase prices, say like the University of Connecticut, then that's a state which has invested some $2 billion in its facilities, and so they have some of those facilities which we don't enjoy. That being said, the students love our campus, the experience is just great, and it's a community that really supports each other.
Well, I think you're subtly saying University of Connecticut, they have better facilities, they have the NCAA champs. Right, is that the linkage you're making? They're the champs.
Well, I will give an example. Our soccer teams, men and women's soccer teams, are genuinely national class. Mm-hmm. We qualified for the NCAA in the men's. We were higher ranked than the University of Connecticut, but we ended up having to play our first round game at UConn because we didn't have the facilities at our soccer field. So that's painful. When you're really the team that's ranked first, you should be holding the tournament.
And Coach Hurley used to be here.
That's right. And we're delighted to see his success and very supportive. And certainly our athletic director was thrilled to see his success.
You said we don't have a track to run for the track team to run on. Where do they run? Where do they practice?
They practice on the running path, or they'll drive to a local high school.
Right.
All the high schools in the state of Rhode Island have it. I can go down the list.
Yes,
the softball field, the baseball field, and that's an important ask that I'm having to the state is to renew our sports facilities.
I don't know if you know this. I don't mean to catch you. How much would you need to put in the kind of a running track that you would like?
I know exactly, because we're asking for $83 million in RICAP funding this year to the state of Rhode Island. That includes our stadium where we have the football field, so the wooden stands there, and it's also used by lacrosse and lots of other sports. But that stadium is about $42 million. The track that we want to build is about $12 million. And then repair to the baseball field, softball field, all adds up to about $83 million.
I just have about 2 minutes left, but I want to go back to kind of where we began, because only last week I read an article, more universities and colleges are thinking of scrapping liberal arts. that they don't think the return is there on the dollar. Some kid graduates with a degree in history or English, he's not getting a job. Now, I understand if you have a history or English degree, you may very well get into law school. And your marine biology is different, and so is your pharmaceutical program. I understand there's a path, and even medical school could be argued. But this pure liberal arts concept of a kid coming out with an English degree, a history degree, where are they getting hired? I'm not breaking news here to you.
No, this is, well, first of all, the liberal arts, you know, we're talking about durable skills that are being learned by our students. One thing that I'm extremely proud about at the University of Rhode Island is that we are one of the few universities where, for example, the language departments are actually growing. So the beauty about URI is so many of our students do double majors. So they'll do German and engineering, or they'll do business with French, you know, so that's extremely important part of what makes the university great. Our theater, our fine arts. We're delighted that we're actually in the process of upgrading, again, thanks to the voters of Rhode Island, our fine arts building.
Well, I wish you luck. But what was your undergraduate degree in?
So I'm an engineer.
An engineer. Well, see, that's one, there's no shortage of hiring for them, right? Thank you for coming in, and good luck to you. It's a pleasure to go over this. We didn't get to everything, but I'll have you on my radio show and we'll continue. Dr. Mark Palanch, thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much.